There were dramatic scenes in Parliament yesterday, especially when two SABC board members announced their resignations during a parliamentary committee meeting. Vusi Mavuso and Krish Naidu both announced their departures after speaking out on the board's conduct and poor processes. MPs heard that neither members had seen a presentation of the national broadcaster which was put to the committee. Claudio Motsoeneng sat in Parliament yesterday as MP after MP described the chaotic nature of what was happening at the SABC. Now joining us this morning on the line, we have Mr. Krish Naidu. Mr. Naidu, thank you so much for your time. Good morning and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you and good morning.
Was yesterday the last straw that broke the camel's back? Was this something that was long time in the coming, and that when you noticed that a presentation was put together without you being in the loop, was it then that you decided to resign, or had you decided prior to that already?
Look, the erosion of corporate governance at the SABC was gradual and over a period of time. In my case, I think for the last 2 years, I noticed this gradual erosion of corporate governance, but I thought I could manage it. Matters came to a head, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks ago when the Supreme Court of Appeal decided that there was no prospect in Mr. Motsoeneng's appeal. And at that stage, he had to go because, in my view, he was the elephant in the room at the SABC. He usurped the authority of the board. He made decisions on behalf of the board without reference to the board. And that, in effect, made the board dysfunctional. And the other part, of course, is that quite a few of these board members, in fact, the majority of them, for some reason or other, were beholden to Mr. Motsoeneng.
Have you formed an opinion as to why this happened? Are you convinced that there was a political agenda at play that resulted in these kind of very illogical decisions that the SABC was taking time after time?
I don't think it's embedded in politics. I think it's more economics. You know, my concern is that I just hope that some of these board members are not benefiting economically from what's happening at the SABC. Because I couldn't think of any other reason why normal people would give up their own fiduciary duties and go become beholden to an executive of the organization.
Now, yesterday, this presentation that was put together and put to the committee by the chairperson of the board, you seem quite upset about that.
Well, as a board member, I was never part of that preparation. Now, normally what should happen is if we are called by an august body like a portfolio committee in Parliament, we should have met as a board, decided what was requested of us as board members or as a board, and then get together and put together a composite presentation. But that was never done.
Mm-hmm. Whilst you were on the board, how were you treated by the fellow board members, by Motsoeneng himself, once it became clear that you saw things very differently?
No, I mean, for a long time he knew I was quite independent in my thinking, but we had a very cordial relationship. I was appointed by the president to serve a function, and there was nothing that Mr. Motsoeneng could do about it.
Going forward, even if this particular committee or this particular board is dissolved, it's not the first time that the SABC has had problems with its board. What are the fundamental issues that need to be addressed by the Parliamentary Committee on Communications, by the Minister, by Cabinet, and perhaps the President himself, in order to ensure that when a new board is put in place, that we don't have a repeat a few years down the line?
Well, there were about three things that need to be considered. The first thing is that you need to find people who have more high morals and you know, an ethical standard in their own lives so that they can apply that in the conduct of affairs of the SABC. These people, these board members, should not have any financial interest in the areas of technology or broadcasting. Secondly, the level of the executives that are involved in the corporation should be increased so we get a high quality of executives. In my view, that presentation yesterday was very amateurish. And thirdly, the corporate governance structure needs to be strengthened in the SABC and enforced very, very strongly.
Did you see any signs of competency within Mr. Motsoeneng whilst you serve on the board? There's this big debate raging in the public space that, okay, even if he wasn't worthy of the position of COO, was he worthy of playing some sort of a part, some sort of a senior role within the structures of the SABC?
Well, look, he's got some certain qualities which I cannot deny. I mean, you know, the fact that he has got no post-matric qualifications. I mean, he has got, he's got a lot of common sense. He's managed, he's worked at the SABC for 20 years. He's learned a lot about the industry. But at the end of the day, I think he doesn't understand corporate governance. I think he's a bit simple-minded in my view. And he's usurped the authority of the board. Now, what gave him those wings to do so, I'm not sure. But for various reasons, as you say, successive boards seem to succumb to Mr. Motsoeneng.
Coming back to a point you made early on, Mr. Naidu, about it being more economics than politics, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, look, my concern, I mean, I don't have proof of this, is that my concern when I try to analyze why are board members so beholden to Mr. Motsoeneng, and the only conclusion I could come to is that they're getting some pecuniary benefit mm-hmm. other than their board fees.
Where do things stand now? The Parliament Portfolio Committee on Communications would now make a recommendation to Parliament. Is that what it? But we're seeing these reports in the newspapers this morning that this current board now cannot form a quorum. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were the last two board members that became part of the quorum. They needed 9 members. They now have 7 members, so they can't function. They can't form a quorum. The process is that the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee will write to the remaining 4 board members and ask them to resign. The next step is that they would ask the President to call for the dissolution of the board and appoint an interim board of about 5 members. This will function for about 6 months until a new process of selection of board members is started to appoint 12 non-executive board members.
If during that new process they were to ask you to serve again, would you be willing to do so?
Well, I had been asked even before I resigned that should this come to a conclusion that the board should be dissolved, would I be prepared to serve? And I said, yes, I would be prepared.
All right. Mr. Naidu, thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Go well.
Thank you.
That was Mr. Krish Naidu. He is one of the two board members of the SABC who resigned in Parliament yesterday. He's also an attorney. We will put that podcast up for you on the website a little later this morning for those who may not have got the interview in full, or for those who would like to share it with others. It's now 23 minutes past 8. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim. Time for a Nasheed break.